1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 222. Sketch 3. Dog fight.
Simon.
Hello.
Hiya.
Not too bad, not too bad. Surviving, sure. What more can you do?
Not a lot.
Fair point.
Well, it looks like you've possibly chosen the most visual sketch that we've ever written.
I have. I'm going to get Rich to do it. Because he is the most likely to narrate something.
Mr. Voiceover.
The most likely to narrate something.
It's not me, is it? You're not going to narrate me something on Boozy 4, are we?
No.
Or like the Terry Wogan, the life.
Wogan, the life.
From Limerick, you know, only up the road. They have a statue to him now. Google the Terry Wogan statue.
It's quite hilarious.
Google the Terry Wogan statue.
He came from a very rich family, Terry Wogan, didn't he?
He was born in a poor time in a poor city. But
that's a lovely line. It's like the start of a ballad. Or a country and western song. He was born in a poor time in a poor city.
And he got a banjo.
So Terry Wogan play the banjo, especially like that.
The reason I was laughing, can everyone Google the statue?
Is it ropey?
It's so ropey. The picture that's on Wikipedia is incredible. The world's longest forehead. I mean, it could be anyone. They've not captured Wogan's spirit, shall we say. What's in his hand? It looks like a dildo.
This is brilliant. He's holding a clipboard or something, I presume, for the chat show. Something's written on it in paint. Terry was a big, strong rugby man. Not like this little chap, council cock up.
I'm just gonna briefly share screen as to what I'm looking at.
That's what I'm looking at as well.
So zoomed in.
You'll have to look it up yourself, listener.
Yeah, look it up yourselves, listeners.
But it's well worth the effort. We see a rough looking man. It's Terry Wogan in his statue. We see a rough-looking man in his 30s, all tattoos and muscles, enter a grubby-looking pub. He nods to the barmaid, and we follow him through the pub, past the toilets and out into a small, sparse backyard. Not a child-friendly beer garden. He crosses the yard and pushes open the door of a slightly dilapidated outhouse. Suddenly, we are immersed in a grim atmosphere. The shed-slash-barn affair is filled with cheering, jeering spectators, all turned away from the door. The air is thick with fag smoke and guttural East London accents. Our man elbows his way to the front, and we see that the hordes surround a makeshift enclosure with a fence about hip height. Two competitors are in the rectangular space, each with a carrying cage. At this point, the competitors open their cages and bring out two vicious-looking pit bulls, scarred, slavering and mean. The noise grows to a fever pitch. Spin back to see the crowds waving handfuls of cash around as bets are taken. Pan back to the competitors. They both place their dogs on the floor on either side of the enclosure. The dogs growl and the competitors scowl at each other. Then, suddenly, they both start walking briskly along either side of the enclosure with the dogs at their feet. After walking to the other end and back, they stop and shout, "Sit!" which the dogs do. Then, "Roll over!" The bloodthirsty cheering is deafening. Then the landlord stands on a barrel at the back of the room, on the other side of the enclosure from the spectators. He whistles shrilly. The spectators suddenly quieten, and the competitors stop their obedience routines. The landlord kicks open a large door at the far end of the shed to reveal a canine agility course, little seesaw, plastic tunnel, and so on. All in bright yellow. Cut to competitors who look ecstatic and run to the course with their dogs. Montage of shots from the course. End on one of the hideous dogs with a huge pink rosette.
What a charming little sketch.
It is quite sweet.
I like the description of the apparatus as yellow, bright yellow, the pink rosette. So specific.
How old is that one?
It's a very old one.
Is that yours? I mean,
it's mine, yeah.
I thought so.
It'll be 7 years, won't it? 7 or 8 years, yes, however long we've been doing this thing.
And it's a joke that I had in my head from before that. So I typed it 8 years ago, but it's written like 15 years ago, probably, effectively. No, there you go. I mean, it's a simple joke, isn't it? Kind of works.
Would cost an awful lot of money to shoot that, because the amount of extras you'd have to have in that shot would be...
And all the handlers for the dogs. Yeah, yeah. Or maybe you could animate it. It could be on monkey dust or something.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Richard Catherall. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.